Welcome to episode 2 Woo! Of the Single in Connecticut podcast. Let's get astrological. Today, yes. Allie and I have a special guest joining us, and that is a good friend of mine and an astrologist out of West Haven, Connecticut. She is the co-owner of Three Roses Tarot, which if you haven't already checked them out, and liked and followed them on Facebook, please do that. Now they are worth a follow. Please welcome everyone, Shannon Rose. Shannon,
welcome,
thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
So I've been a tarot reader for the last 15 or so years. A couple of my best friends and I recently set up shop to do professional tarot readings. We've been going around to different events. We are hireable for parties or fundraisers. We're doing a fundraiser in August for a local animal rescue group, so that's going to be super cool.
Oh, wonderful.
So we've been doing that for the last year and a half or so. I've been studying astrology for probably since college, 2010, I started seriously studying astrology. There's a bunch of courses you could take online if you were ever interested. I've got that weird neurodivergent brain and it just happens to be my hyperfixation. So here we go.
So can I ask a question? What Absolutely. Made you want to get into tarot card reading?
What
was the biggest part of this?
I was gifted my first tarot deck when I was in middle school. And I just like the artwork on it is beautiful. And I have a really deep interest in how things work, why things happen. And by using tarot cards, you're kind of able to kind of do a lot of self-reflection as well as like looking at reasons why things happen like around you, right? So I feel like it kind of just was able to give me that little bit more insight. And just the fact that if you're into creative writing, you might be interested in something perfect. Like tarot, because the way that the tarot cards work is it uses the hero's journey. So each card is one step in the process along any major hero's journey. So you could apply it to the legends of King Arthur. You could apply it to more ancient stories. You could probably apply it to Buddha. You could apply it to like any sort of main character, right? And you could plug that character in. We were actually working on a blog post about how you could relate tarot to like the Lord of the Rings. So listen, that was going to be like a
John must be a fan.
Okay, all right.
We don't have the time.
He must be a fan.
We can come back another day, but
sure.
But yeah. So it's just
part 2.
It's an insight into the human psyche, which I've always found fascinating. Which is also why I got into astrology, because I always want to know why people think the way that they do, right? So
yeah.
And why certain people are compatible with
Absolutely.
Other people, and that's where it comes into play with relationships and being single and dating and all of that jazz. So, Shannon, I know you have some birth charts for us. Could you?
I do.
I'm excited.
I do.
We are excited all about that,
scared.
Right? Yeah. So, but before we begin, can you tell us what is a birth chart?
Okay. So, when you ask somebody what's their sign, most of the time people are automatically going to give what their sun sign is, right? So you have, there's 12 zodiac signs. They go around the circumference of the earth, right? So mm-hmm. The sky is divided into 12 little slices of pie, right?
Yep.
And then each slice of the pie is owned by that particular zodiac sign. So when you talk about a sun sign, The day that you were born, the day and the month that you were born, is going to have the sun sitting in one of those slices of pie, right? So it takes the sun about a month to travel through each slice.
Okay.
And when you're born, wherever the sun is sitting in like in the entire pie, that's your sunset. So that's the one that most people always know. It's the easiest to find out because, again, it's just like what day you were born, right? And who doesn't know what their birthday is, right? I'm a Virgo, John's a Sagittarius, right? Allie
I'm a
is a
Leo.
Leo. And so easy peasy, right? Everyone knows their sun sign. When you're talking about an entire birth chart, it's a little bit more in depth. When you're looking at the entire chart, it's like the day that you were born, you're taking a screenshot of where all of the planets are sitting in the sky, right? So if you imagine that you are the center of the universe at that moment, right? And you look top down onto your location in the Earth, and you take that screenshot, and then wherever the different planets are around you all the way, so like 360 degrees, wherever the planets are, that's your birth chart. So when we plot them out, it ends up with like a whole bunch of different lines and things. But we'll get into that. So when you are looking at the different planets, depending on what slice of pie they're hanging out in, the owner, the zodiac sign that owns that slice of pie puts their name on that planet, right? So if you imagine that the zodiac signs are like power-ups in a video game, right? So it's like when you're playing I think the best analogy I had was like if you're playing a Kirby game and Kirby runs around and like sucks up their enemies and then like turns into different things, right? Like
Gets their powers.
I'm imagining playing like Super Smash Brothers and I'm sucking up like a Link character and then I pop out with like a sword and stuff.
Interesting way to
That's what
put it.
happens. That's what happens when your planet is in a different zodiac sign, right? So the planet has its own baseline powers, so to speak, right? So it has its own attributes, but depending on what slice of the pie it's in, it puts on a different skin suit, which is kind of dark to put it that way, but that's
A
skin
skin
suit.
suit.
I like it.
That's awesome. I do.
Makes sense.
So this is kind of illustrative of what I was trying to talk about
Oh,
before.
okay. Like,
So
yeah, I see this. It's a little
if you
easier to understand.
imagine that you were born on the little island in the center there, so you're at the center of the chart, right? So it's important to know the location because depending on where you're at, it'll change where like what slice of the pie the planets are sitting in, right? So because somebody's pie is going to look differently if they are all the way in Alaska than someone born at
Closer
the
to the
exact
equator or
same
something.
time born closer to the equator. Correct. So that's what we're charting, right? And then if you go, I think to the next one, I think we have another. When you go online, there's a lot of different websites that you can use. One of my favorite websites for drawing up charts is called Cafe Astrology. So it's more detailed as far as like what placements mean and stuff, but it's still user friendly. The place that I got our charts from today is a website called astro.com. I think they call themselves Astrodianist. But they're like the more scientific professional style of charts. But if you imagine that our graphic to the right here was overlaid on top of that, you can kind of see a little bit better what it actually means, right? So if you were born at you're sitting in the center of the chart, right? So That means that if you were looking top down onto the Earth, this is where all of the different planets were hanging out at the time of your birth, right?
Okay.
So the little symbol squiggles around the very outside and the different colors, those are the different zodiac signs. So those are the rulers of the little slices of pie. They're the ones that are in charge of those particular slices of pie. And then the little symbols on the inside, those are the different symbols for the planets, right?
Okay.
That's the short version of what it is that we're looking at.
Okay.
So that's a good
Very
summary, I
interesting.
think.
Yeah, and that's a lot to take in. So, how would you say that these charts work with dating?
So when we're looking at charts, there's usually not the nine planets that we take the screenshot of, right? You could get really into the weeds and start looking at asteroids and like different stuff like that, but for all intents and purposes, it's the nine planets. Pluto still counts. I don't care what anybody
I was going to
says.
ask
Pluto
that. I
counts.
really
All
was.
right.
In the world of astrology,
In
Pluto
the world of
still
astro,
definitely counts.
absolutely a planet. Okay. Anyone,
You still matter.
fight me. Fight me. But the most important ones are the planets that move on, like they rotate around on a quicker basis, right? So
Yes.
when you look at a planet like Pluto sits in a slice of pie for 20 years, right? So everybody in one generation has the same Pluto, right? So we all have Pluto and Scorpio, right? So it doesn't mean as much because we all have that same tendency. But when you look at the five most inner planets, so you've got the Sun sign, the Moon sign, the Venus and the Mars, and then our rising sign. These are things that are going to make it more personal to each individual, right? And so if you're trying to understand how you think, like why you think the way that you do, why you act the way that you do, and you're looking at a potential partner and why they think the way that they do and why they act the way that they do, by diving into what those five planets are placed in and what attributes they could bring to the table, it kind of it gives you a good jumping off point for like better understanding another person, right? And I don't know about anybody else, but I feel like if I know that someone has a placement that makes them maybe more impulsive or a little bit more argumentative, I'm more willing to give them grace because I know that like that's just the way that they operate and the way
That's
that
in their
they
nature.
it's in their
Yes.
nature. And
Same.
so you can't like it's not
You're not going to change them.
right. And so you like you give people
Waste of
grace.
time.
It's like, okay, this is just like this is who they are, and like we can either learn to work with it or like this isn't the one for me,
Adapt.
right? So I will put out the disclaimer that I really take issue with there's some astrology like weirdo astrology girls that are like, it's not my fault I'm so emotional. I'm just a sensitive
Such an
Pisces. I'm such an empath. Like it's not my fault that I'm so bitchy. Like I'm just an Aries. It's what we do, right? I'm like, no. No. Okay. So this information is not meant for people to use to like weaponize against other people, or it's
excuse
not, or
accountability.
excuse,
Make
right?
personality traits or something, yeah. Neg toxic, neg yeah.
Rude. Okay. We don't do that here. So
Yeah.
the purpose for me is about if you know that you have a tendency to act a certain way, it's up to you to work on that, right? Like go to
Yeah.
therapy. It's
Yeah, the people that say
okay.
don't change. I won't
No,
change. I won't
it's
change. Go to therapy, please. Do yourself a
so
favor. Therapists, see
me
therapists.
Therapists see therapists, right? But like, so if you know that you have like three Aries placements and you know that you have a hot temper, like if you feel yourself getting to a point, maybe you should be like, hey, am I going too far here? Am I the baddie?
Yes.
Right? Like you need to like check yourself.
Sometimes
Like
you are, in fact, the baddie.
sometimes you might be,
My
in
baddie.
fact, the baddie. Right. So I just wanted to clear that up. Right. But so if you're dating somebody who has three Aries placements and you're like, and you notice that like they have an issue here, like are you able to like help them work through it? Are they willing to work on it with you? Or if they're like, nah, it's like, it is what it is. Then you know you've got three Aries placements. You might kill people. I should probably go. You know, like
This isn't gonna work out.
it might not be safe. I don't know. But so, grain of salt. Everything. Everything with a grain of salt.
Right. All right. Well, let's continue on with this lovely presentation that you put together for us here. I love
Was
all the
lovely.
pink.
Yeah.
Oh,
Can
can
you
you
tell I have a
explain?
lot of Virgo placements?
What does that mean?
Virgos
I know,
are
I'm trying to
like
figure that out.
the over analytical, like very
Oh,
organized.
okay.
We love stationery. We love
Yeah.
PowerPoints. It's okay.
I love
So
it. I love this.
I put this one in here because it kind of gives the breakdown of what the little symbols on the chart mean. So you have your sun, your moon, your Mercury, your Venus, Mars, Jupiter, et cetera, et cetera. So they came up with like a little shorthand for the symbols on the chart because could you imagine trying to write Mercury in that tiny little spot there? It wouldn't work
Yeah.
out. So
Mercury.
each of the planets is in charge of they have those different attributes, right? So the sun is about it's the ego. It's like the basic housing for your personality, right? So
Yeah.
if you have your sun sign in Virgo, right, for instance, I have a Virgo shell, okay? So I do have an excessive fondness for stationery. I do love PowerPoints. I like when things are nice and orderly. I like cleaning. I like doing all of these things. People say that Virgos can tend to be like clean freak, hypochondriac kind of people. I have other placements that negate that, but I
Like
do
almost obsessive compulsive.
right, like the OCD, like type A, like do robot
Yeah,
people.
I know a couple
But
of those.
so that's like the baseline, right? So when you start to get down into what the other placements are, so that's going to make it more personal to you, right? So I do hear a lot of people say that they don't actually really resonate with what their sun sign is. So I have a lot of people that say, oh, well, my sun sign is an Aquarius, but I don't feel any sort of like I don't think that sounds
Connection.
anything like me, right? Like it's they say that they're this and this, but like I don't think I'm like that at all. And that's because the sun sign is just like the basic shell, right? So
Yeah.
if we're talking about like building a computer, right? So if I go and I get a tower, like just the computer tower, there's only like a couple different brands that you could buy from, right? So you can get
Yeah.
like a Dell or an Alienware. I don't know computers that much, but I'm just saying. So like you get this outer structure, and so you can make a few guesses as to what might be inside of that structure, and some of those guesses might be right, but until you like start to dive into what the processing system is, what the operating system is, like what different software you have down installed onto that particular computer, you don't actually know what you're getting, right? Or you
Yeah.
could you or you could be like off the shelf and it just is what it is, right? I have seen that in a lot of cases too.
Yeah.
But so you have your sun sign, that's the ego, identity, personality. But on a very big, like superficial, basic level, right? The moon sign, I feel like, is a better indicator of how you might identify, because the moon sign is how you look out into the world, right? So
Okay.
if you imagine that you've got this, if the sun sign is what the like the tower looks like, the moon would be like the operating system, right? So are you running some sort of Apple software? Are you running a basic Windows? What version of Windows are you looking at? Or did you upgrade to Linux? Like what are you doing in here, right? Like what are your capabilities? How are you processing information? How are you internalizing things? It's also like what you it's the person you think that you're acting like, right? So a lot of people do more heavily associate with their moon signs, right? The Mercury sign is how you communicate, how you get into arguments. So not
Style of
necessarily
arguing.
how you like start arguments, but like if you were like in a heated discussion, like this is like, are you quick
I
to
think I get it.
respond? Or do
Yeah,
you get
style
mean
of
about
arguing.
it? Like, yeah, correct.
There's style of arguing.
So these are all points on the chart.
Yes. Well,
Okay.
so these are all the planets. So on your chart, they're going to be ticked off into whatever little slice of pie they're hanging out in at the time of your birth. But so these are like the little Kirbys running around, right? So you've got a sun Kirby, you've got a moon Kirby, and depending on like where they are at the time of your birth, like they suck up the different attributes of the zodiac signs, right?
Love the
So
comparison.
I try to make it relatable.
No, it is very relatable, Mario.
So you've got your Venus and your Mars signs. So your Venus sign is like the superficial love planet in a way. So it's like, what do you find beautiful? How are you attracted to things? What do you look for in a relationship? What do you think you want in a relationship? It's very much like the romance planet too. So it's like, how do you woo people? How do you want to be wooed almost?
So it's
And
good to know someone's Venus.
yes, it is
So you know
definitely
how to woo, so you know how to woo them.
seduce them.
Correct, right? Yeah. So the planet that says how you seduce is your Mars, right? So Venus is the feminine archetype, right? Like, oh, how do we want to be wooed, right? And so your Mars would be like, it's like the primal urges. It's the how do you fight people? How do you take action, right?
Fight
So,
or flight, okay.
if you take initiative on things, right? It would be on your Mars sign. And it's also like, how do you like to have sex? How often do you want to have sex? Like, so it's
Awesome.
like, yeah, it's very like
Specific.
primal, I think is the best way. So like
yeah.
Venus is like the r romantic one, right? It's like, oh,
Yeah.
like you're very handsome. Like let's go out and get pie later. And then Mars is the like, no, like we're gonna get down and dirty right now. Right? Like and so those are the planets that I mostly pay attention to if I'm looking at compatibility. There is a whole other rabbit hole that you could go down called synastry. And so that's when you take your two charts, put them together, and depending on what planet is where and the angles of things, you can figure out like if you're astrologically compatible that way. Like I
Whoa.
said, there's a lot of math involved,
Wow.
and I don't do math.
So,
And I
yeah.
also, I'm hesitant to like tell people to like go out, oh, just match up your charts together, because I feel like if you let it be the end all be all, like you're going to write people off in some respects, right? But I feel like it should be used more as a tool for like, okay, how can I, if I know that this person has this particular placement, how do I work with it? How do we work with it in order to better understand each other? So I want people
More
to like,
teamwork. Yeah. Yep.
right, I want you to like look at the charts and use it to move forward, as opposed to be like, up, oh, sinus tree's off, throw it all out, like throw the
More
whole
of a
thing out.
personal
Right.
experience. Yeah.
Right. So I think it should be used more for like introspective purposes, as opposed to like, eh, no, disqualified. Right. Like,
Yeah, right. You don't want to use it just to disqual. Oh no, that's not gonna work out.
in this
Yeah,
economy, you must see
right.
a lot of self-denial
So,
too.
yeah. So,
but before we continue, I just want to show a few. We've gotten a few comments from people, so I
Oh,
want to just
that's
say,
fun.
what up, somewhat decent.
What's
Hi.
up?
We're all right. So, who else? John,
Hi, John.
hi
Same
from
person. Hi,
Facebook.
John.
Oh, they're
Hi,
the same
Johnny.
person? Oh,
Yep, same
okay.
person.
Watching us on all channels.
He's got
I
it
get
covered.
it. So
I like the
somewhat
Kirby
decent,
analogy.
or John really liked the Kirby analogy.
I did too.
And then Amira gave us a like on Facebook. Thank you, Amira. You are
Thank
paying for the
you.
name when it comes to
Aw, sweetie.
Alienware. You can
That's fair.
have a custom OC built with better specs for cheaper. That's true. You are just paying for the name. Very, very
I'm gonna write that
true.
down for later in case I ever need to make one. Thank you.
Did anyone ask
Linux
any
is definitely the
questions?
best OS for network security related stuff. Yeah. Oh, we
We
got
got a question.
we got
The
something
pie
from
analogy is
Kat.
perfection. Oh, look at you, Shannon, dominating this podcast. Look at that.
The pie
All the
analogy is
analogies were great.
perfection.
Yeah, I
And
love the analogies today.
speaking of pie, we're gonna talk pie later at the end. I've got a lovely list of 10 great places to grab a piece of pie, or maybe a great place to have a pie date. We're gonna wait till the end for that, but let's continue on this astrological journey that Shannon is explaining to us. So,
Very complex, but I'm starting to understand it.
right? So, what, tell us a little bit more about Pluto, because you were talking to me about Pluto last night, and I thought it was very interesting, Shannon.
Yeah, so Pluto is what you call the generational planet. So because it's so far away from the Earth and the Sun, it takes forever to make its way through all of the different slices of pie, right? So it stays in a sign for it could be as short as like 14 years, it could be as long as like 30 years, right? So if you were to look at Pluto placements, you can kind of look at it almost where people cut off the different generations. So like all the boomers have one Pluto placement, all the millennials have one Pluto
Wow.
placement, all the Gen Zers have one Pluto
Yeah, so
placement.
Pluto. That makes
And
sense.
so the millennials, we have the Pluto is in Scorpio, right? So it's kind of like a dreamier sign where we want to throw out old traditions or different conservative tendencies that don't serve us anymore, right? So like if it's not working, like we don't want it, you know, like
All about the
get rid of it.
new
It is
new.
all about the new. So it's a little bit idealistic, but almost from like a jaded point of view, right? Because Scorpio is a pretty heavy water sign, right? So it is a little bit emotional, but at the same time, it's not like really ethereal and dreamy like a Pisces placement might be. If you look at the Gen Zers, so that's like the next generation after us, right?
Yep,
I'm
we're all
pretty sure
millennials here.
they've got the
Yeah.
Sagittarian Pluto, right? So they're the ones that are like really expansive and they're trying to find knowledge and really just go to all corners of the globe in order to seek out what they think is the truth, right? And so I think it is interesting that Gen Z is kind of leading the charge in creating new definitions for things and like trying to redefine like what societal norms are, because they have been like out there searching for what the new should be, right? So the Plutos and Scorpio, we were like, okay, all that stuff that they were doing before, it's all bullshit and we don't want it. But we didn't know what to put in place after it, right? And so then you have your Plutos and Sagittarius, and they're the ones that are like going out and like running the distance, right? And then it is going to be interesting because the Gen Alphas, I'm pretty sure they're the ones that had Pluto in Capricorn. And so Capricorn is very like very rigid and structured and wants boundaries, right? So once they start growing up, I think it's definitely going to be really interesting as
Now, do you
to
think they'll be more
what happens.
conservative minded or more
I think so.
traditional
Yeah.
minded? Yeah.
So Capricorn is kind of is like the daddy archetype, right? So
Yeah.
he's like really if I were to bring it back to tarot, it would be like the emperor archetype, right? So creating boundaries, like ruling over your kingdom, and they're very like inflexible with things. So I'm wondering if they're going to see like all of the shenanigans that all of us prior generations have been up to, and they're going to be like, no, we got to rein it all the way back in, right? So
Yeah.
it's going to be definitely strange, but
Strange times that we live in. Well, let's proceed.
okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so I put this one in just so that we had a little bit of a cheat sheet, if you will, for what the
Okay.
different signs are and kind of what they're in charge of or like what their
Okay.
vibe is, right? So you've got Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, so they're the assertive, they're the
Oh.
initiators, they're a little bit more impulsive, but they're like the first in line, right? Like, so
Yeah.
when
This is so
you're the
interesting.
first in line, you have to go and get stuff done, right? Like, that's just
Yeah.
the way that it is. The next sign, if you're going around the circle, is Taurus. So Taurus is the slow and steady wins the race. Taurus watched Aries like sprint away from the starting line, and they're like, eh, I'll get there when I get there, right? So they're very reliable, but they don't feel the need to be first in anything.
Yeah.
And when you have a Taurus placement, say that like they don't want to do something, give it up. They're not going to do it. It's not worth it. The next sign is Gemini. They're an air sign. They are the mutable, quick thinking, very they always just remind me of butterflies, right? Like, so they just like butterfly over here, butterfly over there. They're the communicators of the zodiac. So they're the messengers, if you will. Like, if you want to pass notes, hand it to a Gemini and it'll get there by yesterday. So I'm very fond of Gemini placements, so I'm a little biased, but
Yeah.
Cancers come after that. So Cancers are a water sign. They're usually depicted as the crab, right? And they are very sensitive, but kind of like a crustacean. They've got like the hard outer shell, and like if they get their feelings hurt, they kind of they immediately like throw up a wall and then start like trying to pinch people, which is
Yeah.
amusing. You've got your Leo placements, so very much that like lion archetype, right? So when I think of Leo, I think of very proud, very regal. But
It's mine.
they do.
Yep.
We're gonna get to your chart, Allie. I love it. But so like,
Really? I
yeah.
love it.
So I think they do have a tendency to be like a little bit more sluggish. So like you've got the African lions on the savannah, like they nap 3/4 of the day, but
Sorry.
when it's time to get stuff done, like get
That's
out of the
funny.
way,
It's
right?
so applicable.
Then you have your Virgos. So they always say it's Virgo, the virgin archetype, but if you look back, it's like the Demeter archetype, right? So if you're looking at mythology, so Virgos are the caretaker sign, right? So they're the ones who want to be of service to people. So they're the ones with like they're the ones that want to go and like do your dishes if you don't feel good that day. They're like, oh, don't worry about it, I've already taken care of
Oh,
it.
no.
You
Give me
have
some
your
money.
Libras. Libras are they're ruled by Venus. They're kind of like the Aphrodite archetype, right? So very much they're very beautiful people. Like they're always gorgeous.
I like Libras.
Libras are
They're a
very
popular
myth
one.
to,
They are a popular sign.
they're a good bunch. They are the like the diplomat sign, right? So they're usually shown by the scales. They really want to maintain balance between people. They're like the peacekeepers. They do have a tendency towards being people pleasers, which for better or worse, right?
Yeah.
Then you have your Scorpios. So when I think of a Scorpio, I just think of like the dark, tumultuous, like male lead in every rom-com film. It's like a little bit mysterious and misunderstood, you know.
Yeah.
So they're very deep people, and they are very secretive people, but they're very like passionate, right? So if you ever have the chance to hook up with a Scorpio, I would recommend it. It'll be a good time. But like
I love it.
if they don't call you back the next day, like don't take it personally, you know.
Oh,
It
it's
just it
just
is what it
Scorpio being a Scorpio.
is.
That's his
Scorpios
inherent
do.
nature.
Scorpios
Nature.
do.
And that's part of the body is the reproductive organs and genitals, so
I'm just
guess,
saying.
yeah.
So then you have your Sagittarians. So they're the centaur archetype. So they're seekers of knowledge, the wanderers, if you will.
Okay.
It can be difficult to get a Sagittarius to settle down, but not because they're players. They just want to know what all of their options are because they want to know all of the things before. Like, how can you settle for this one thing unless you go out and know all of the things, right? That would be silly. Then you've got your Capricorns. Like I said, they're like the daddy archetype. So they're the financially responsible ones. They're usually really big into business or entrepreneurship. They're the ones that like manage the business and the finances. They're the ones that are probably going to stay late at work instead of being home with the wife and the kids. But like, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but you should know that before you get into the relationship with them, right? So Aquarius is the water bearer. They are kind of, from a personal point of view, Aquarians, I have the hardest time putting my finger on, like, because I
Really?
just like completely do not relate to them whatsoever. But they live almost entirely in their head, right? So
Huh. Introverts?
sometimes, right?
Okay.
But
Not
I feel
always.
like they're I have a hard time relating to them because they're so. I don't want to insult any potential Aquarians that might be watching this. Like, I respect you guys. I want, like, to the world, I respect an Aquarius, but I
Yeah.
feel like they give me like the Poindexter vibe, right? Like, so they are so smart. They're so smart, like really book smart, but like no street smart, like no common sense, right? Is that too harsh?
Yeah.
I hope not. I don't know,
No,
but
that
like
makes sense. I
No,
know a
that's
lot of people
not.
like that.
If that's how they are, then that's how they are.
They're brilliant people, but so they are very good at revolutionizing things, right? So they see something that isn't working and they want to mold it into something new and better, right? So then you have your Pisces, which is another water sign. They are the really ethereal, dreamy sign. Like I said before, they are a little bit sensitive. I feel like Pisces placements do get the rap as like the empath thing. Like they feel things so
Yeah.
deeply that like if you're having a bad day, like they feel it too, right? Like they're very sensitive to like other people's moods around them.
Yeah.
And I do love me a good Pisces placement. Like it's they're just really nice to be around, and they always care about you, you know? Like you don't feel good, they're gonna like, oh, I'm so sorry that you don't
Yeah,
feel
they're
good. What can I do
sweet.
to make you feel better? So sweet, right? But
Yeah.
they're sensitive little cinnamon buns, you know? Like they get
There's got to
sad.
be some that stray from that, though, right? Not all of them are sweet, right? There's got to be some that you see that are just miserable.
Correct. And that's why we start to look at the other planets, right?
Okay.
So
Yeah.
these are just like these are the superpowers that Kirby can potentially absorb, right? So
Yeah.
you can have your sun be in Pisces and you could be a sweet little cinnamon roll, but then you could have your Mars in Aries. And so Aries is the god, like the god of war. And so having Aries be in in charge of the Mars planet, which is the planet of aggression, like they're just gonna
Yeah.
get really sad and then run around and stab people. Like it's potentially dangerous, but
Right. Hey, real quick, concerning the elements. So there, it looks like there's four different elements. Can you explain how the whole fire, earth, air, and water signs work?
absolutely. So
That's a
if
great
you
idea.
this goes back to like the ancient Greeks, where they believed that all things in life were either made of air, made of fire, made of water, made of earth, right? So those are like the four basic elements that they believe that all things in life were made out of. So when we look at the 12 different signs, there are three signs in each of the different elements, and supposedly whatever element the sign has, it like takes on what they believe would be the archetypes of what that element are, right? So Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, those are the fire signs. So they are a little bit more feisty, more eager to take action on things. If you imagine anytime you light a fire, like there's just a release of energy, right? So
Yeah.
when I think of the different fire signs, that's usually how I like have them pictured in my brain, is like, okay, like these are like the energetic signs. I feel like they're also like the extroverted signs, right? So
Yeah.
like fire signs, they're the ones, like they go to a party and like they're the life of the party. They love talking to people,
Okay.
right? Your air signs, they're a little bit more floaty, right? Like my little butterfly Gemini friends. So they kind of they go through life, they kind of need a gust of wind to send them in any particular direction, right? Like they don't take a
Yeah.
lot of
Okay,
they don't
yeah.
take as much initiative as a fire sign might, right?
Need a push.
But if right, they need something to like send them in any particular direction. And then you have your earth signs. So earth signs are usually they're the grounded, probably viewed as more stubborn, but they're reliable and it's always going to be there, right?
Yeah.
And then you have your water signs, and water is usually symbolic of things like emotion. So you usually see them as a little bit more either in tune with their emotions, or they feel things a little bit more. And then as far as like capacity for energy, I feel like the water signs are a little bit more like fluid. Like there's definitely more power behind like a Scorpio,
Yeah.
a Scorpio's water than like a Virgo's earth, you know? Like Virgo's just like, oh, we're hanging out, you know? But then you have like Scorpio coming in like a tidal wave, right?
Yeah.
So
All right. Well, let's continue. We got these charts right here. Here's yours, Shannon.
But this is mine. I
Yes.
figured we could jump in and make fun of me first, right?
Yeah, let's do
Okay.
it.
So I have a very earthy chart, but I also have a few I do have a lot of air and fire placements. I have like very little water in my chart. So I think my Pluto in Scorpio is like the only water that I really have in my chart. So if we're talking about those inner planets, so the first few ones that like tell us who we are as people or how a potential partner might be, we are looking for the sun, the moon, Mercury, Mars and Venus, right? But the other thing that we are looking at, so is it's called the rising sign or the ascendant, depending on like they're kind of interchangeable, right? So if you think about how we are taking that screenshot of the world, right? From the top down, if you freeze framed it, so sure, the sun is going to be in that one particular slice of pie. But as humans, we also experience the sun in another way, and that is where the sun is sitting at a certain point in the sky, right? So the sun goes over the horizon. You have your sunrise and sunset. So the ascendant is what position the sun was at in the sky when we took our screenshot, right?
At the
So
time of our birth.
at the time of your birth, yes. So depending on where that where we got our screenshot from and what spot that the sun was at, it actually changes where we start the wheel of the zodiac, right? So Aries is traditionally always first. Aries wants to always be first. But depending on what time you were born, it rotates the pie around, right? So at the time of my birth, Libra was the first slice of pie that the sun was sitting in when I was born, right? So even though the sun was actually sitting in the slice of pie that Virgo is in charge of, when we talk about like the clock where the sun is at in the sky, it rotated everything else so that Libra was in charge. And that concept is a little bit harder to like illustrate, I think, but I rising sign is probably the best description of it because it's where the sun was rising, like at what point the sun was rising. So it kind of just rotates the playing field around. Like if it was a game board, you kind of just like, just a little bit. So I have a Libra rising sign. So if we're talking about how the sun is the generic housing for your personality system, right? The rising sign is how people are viewing you from the outside, right? So that's if you were to describe me without knowing anything else about me, you would probably describe a lot of Libra attributes, right? I present as a Libra. Okay. So the Libra risings, it's the very friendly, very like gregarious. Like I can chit chat with anybody in line at Stop and Shop, it's a very diplomatic placement. I go out of my way to make sure that everybody's happy or content. I do not like arguments. I try to diffuse them wherever I can. It is a people pleaser placement, right? But even though that's how I present to people, my moon sign is a Sagittarius, so I am more willing to like just drop everything and run away. Right? I really, I loathe conflict to the point where I will go out of my way to avoid it. When I see, when I'm looking out onto situations, I'm viewing the situation from the lens of a Sagittarius. But when people are looking at me in the situation, they're seeing me as a player that is a Libra, if that makes sense. So, like, I on the inside feel like my Kirby is wearing a Sagittarian hat. But when people look at my character in the video game, it looks like it's wearing a Libra skin.
That makes sense.
I think that's a good way
That is
to
good.
describe
So,
it.
what you
Another
see
thing.
and what everyone else sees is always different.
Right. I have heard other astrologers say that they don't believe, they think that rising signs are more at play when you're younger, and that as you get older and you like come into yourself more fully, you kind of drop that a little bit more. And I think that's kind of fair, right? So once
Could
you're
be,
able
yeah.
to like own the entirety of your personality, like when you feel more at home in your skin, you don't default as much into what those other like what your rising sign would be. But I don't know. I guess you can kind of take that for how you will. But so my other placements, I have what we call a stellium in Virgo. So if you look at my chart, I have my Jupiter is in Virgo, my sun sign is in Virgo, and I have my Mercury in Virgo. So I'm a very Virgoian Virgo. I have a lot of different attributes that are wearing the Virgo skin suit. My Mars is in Gemini. So if we're talking about my floaty butterfly friends, have you ever tried to get in a fight as a butterfly? Because it's real hard. It's really hard.
That makes sense.
Since your Mars sign is also like how you initiate things, I'm pretty sure I was astrologically doomed to have ADHD because it was Mars in Gemini is like I'm really interested in a lot of things all the time, and I'll try them all out and I'll do my best at it, but it's like I get distracted really easily.
No,
I lack a
I
lot of
feel you.
follow through with things.
I think we can all
But
relate here to that.
yeah, I know,
But
Jeff. Let me talk about this.
but so knowing this about myself, right? I try to game myself, right? Like I try to like work around it. So I know that I have a problem taking on too much and not following through. And so when I look to how I re like react with people or interact with people, I don't make a lot of like recurring dates, right? Like I'll be like, oh yeah, we should do this every freaking Wednesday, and like I'll
I know
write
what
it
you
on
mean.
every single calendar, but like this I'm not
That's me.
I know I next Wednesday's never gonna come for me. I'm so sorry. It's not gonna happen.
It
Oh my
sounded
goodness, me
good
too.
at the time
Yes.
to come up
I
with
can
it.
relate
And
to
it's like,
that.
yeah, I'm gonna do this, but when push comes to shove, when it comes to pull the trigger, nope.
Well, but
Then people end
between
up giving
now
up
and
on you.
next Wednesday, I have p picked up three other hobbies that I have to go and take care of. I don't have the time to meet with you next Wednesday. But so it gives me the reputation of being the flaky friend, and I know that, right? So
I'm the flaky friend too. It's okay.
I'm the flaky friend. I get it. It's fine. But like, so I know that this is how I tend to be as a person. So I know I'm like, listen, I'm not committing to anything unless like I know for a fact I am absolutely going to do it. And so I've been able to like make boundaries that way. Not because I don't want to do it, but because I don't want to hurt people by not, you know what I mean? And so that's one of the ways that I prefer to look at charts and how to try to use them, right? So
That makes
I don't know if there
sense.
was anything any other points we wanted to go over here. So
That's
looking at
interesting about you.
mine, looking at mine, is there any questions that you have off the top of your head before we jump into yours?
Who's next? Me or
Yeah, I was
I
gonna
think
ask
I have.
you.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go over John's first.
Okay.
But
All right.
if do we have any like general questions, like how the charts look or whatever?
little complex, but you definitely explained it well.
So there are a lot of things on these charts that, like, unless you're going to go all the way down the rabbit hole and follow the white rabbit to wherever the heck it's going, like, we don't need to look at it, right? So with all those the squiggly lines in the center here, those are called aspects. So there's other things that you can learn about yourself or others through where the planets sit in relation to each other. But that's a whole nother course that we can visit if people are actually interested in. The slices of pie, they all have they're called houses. So the Virgo slice of pie would be the house that Virgo is sitting in, right? And they're numbered 1 through 12. And the different houses also have special powers, right? So if you're Kirby, ate a Virgo sign, right? And so
Oh, I love the Kirby analogy. It's
I know,
great.
I keep smiling
Your
every time you
Kirby
make it.
so good with the analogies.
I
Your Kirby
know.
sign has absorbed a Virgo placement. It's sitting in the house of Virgo. Depending on what number house it ended up being relative to where your ascendant is, it gets like another power up, right? So my Virgo Kirby sitting in the 11th house has its own set of like magic power up abilities, right? And that's a whole like that's another rabbit hole that we are not going to look at today for the sake of simplicity, right? So
That makes sense.
these are things that make it look like way more complicated, but we're doing the crash course right now of just
Perfect.
inner planet placements.
Because there is a lot to this.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
All right, well, let's proceed. Let's get to me and my birth chart. So
Yeah, Johnny.
let her rip, Shannon.
Alrighty. I gotta stretch first.
Oh,
Okay.
man.
So, John has a lot of placements in Sagittarius. We are a very Sagittarius. So we have our Mercury is in Sagittarius, we have our Sun in Sagittarius, and we have our Mars in Sagittarius. So when we break it down to what we know about Sagittarius, we have Sagittarius is a fire sign, so we are more extroverted and interested in other people, and we like interacting with others. It is a mutable sign, so you have mutable signs are the more flexible signs. They don't express their element as strongly as other ones, right? So you are if we were to describe an Aries as like a flamethrower, and a Leo would be like a bonfire, I would say a Sagittarius is more like a candelabra, right? Like, so lots there's really a lot of fire energy, and it emanates warmth and light, but it's not going to burn the entire house down unless you knock it over. You know what I mean? So that would be mutable energy. It's not as it's more adaptable and able to change, right? So you could take a candle off of this candlestick and put it into another one if you had to, and like you wouldn't run into too much trouble, right? Whereas if you have something like a bonfire, like you can't like the bonfire's there, right? Like you got to deal with it, you know? Like you either put it all the way out or let it do what it wants to do. There's no flexibility, right? Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but mutable signs are just more able to like go with the flow. So if a Sagittarian placement comes up to something that's really challenging, right? Like, so you are presented with an issue. If this needs to be dealt with right now, a Sagittarian is going to like quickly problem solve and like skirt around the issue. where someone like an Aries would either get completely derailed and frustrated and give up, or someone like a Leo would be like, nah, man, screw that, and burn the entire thing to the ground, right? So it's just the mutable signs and Sagittarians have a little bit more finesse as far as that's concerned. So that would be a good way to describe that Mars placement in Sagittarius. So it's more flexible, but it is still, in fact, a fire sign, right? So like I go out of my way to not anger fire signs in general, like fire placements, like they're just not great to irritate, right? It's not awesome. But it's Mars also has a lot to do with like I said, like the primal urges, right? So if you think of centaurs of myth and legend, right? Like they're very horny bastards. Okay. So having a Mars in Sagittarius is going to make you really enjoy going out and sowing oats, if you will. I don't know how raunchy
Sowing
I can get on here,
oats.
so
Great way to put it.
there you
Yeah,
go.
it's perfect.
But so the thing about it being because Sagittarians are they are a more intellectual sign, so again, going back to that centaur archetype, you want to go out and seek all of the knowledge, right? So when you are looking for a potential partner, you aren't just looking for somebody that you can sow your wild oats with, right? So for you, intimacy, it's a way that you express closeness with another person. It's not necessarily just how you get off, right? So by being intimate with somebody, that is like how you like strengthen bonds with them, right? But it's definitely a horny placement. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's th there's a drive there for sure.
John's
Having your
awfully
Merc
quiet.
Sorry. So the Mercury in Sagittarius, I think that's a super fun placement. Just because, like I said, like it's an intellectual sign, right? So you are absolutely driven just to go and learn all kinds of random stuff just for the sake of learning it. Like, you don't want to collect information so that you could use it against anybody. You aren't collecting information because you want to write a dissertation. You aren't collecting this information because you want to go and solve childhood cancer. You just want to know it, right? You're just like, you don't necessarily even really
I
need
can
to
see
like
that.
use it for anything, but like you just want to like amass the knowledge. You just want to know,
You love
right?
knowledge.
There's nothing wrong with that. And having that placement make like because you're driven to know all of the things, it makes you like very articulated. You are able to present the knowledge in like very easily digestible ways. It does allow for like really good communication skills and stuff like that, just because you don't go through life accumulating all of this knowledge without learning how to deliver it to people, right? So you kind of turn into like a version of Wikipedia, right? Like, so you aren't necessarily doing anything with all of these articles, but like you've got them. All people have to do is ask, and like you will just like start spitting out truths, you know? The challenging part of having these Sagittarian placements is that because you have gone out and you have learned all of these things, when you finally form an opinion on something, it could be extremely difficult to sway that opinion. So when you get into a debate with somebody, you're like, listen, I have done all of this research. I know all of these things about this. Like, if you even if you do come at me with some sort of legitimate point, I'm still right because I have all of this data to back me up, right? And you're very, very convinced about what that standard is once you're there. It's very hard to change that. We did go over, you do have your Virgo in your moon in Virgo, right? And I think that is pretty substantially grounding you as far as all of those other fire placements in Sagittarius. So moon in Virgo, that's going to make you a very attentive partner. You are like very much into caretaking. You want to make sure that your partner has everything that they need. You like to get ahead of what a partner might want or need. But it is not necessarily the most like over the top mushy gushy like touchy feely kind of placement, right? It's not Virgo is a difficult placement, I understand. I get it.
Was gonna ask you your straight up
Wow.
opinion, yes.
So this is pretty insightful, and I guess I would say this is all very accurate,
I was gonna ask you, yeah.
based on what other people have told me about
Okay.
myself. And I would say I agree with all of this as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So
Look at that. Nailed it.
this is very, very good. I mean, Shannon, she's known me for a while too, so she
I know it's
knows
cheating.
that this is,
Cheating.
but she knows
She's
this is
listing off
all
attributes.
accurate on point, and it is based off of my birth chart when I was born. So that's
So
very cool.
one thing that I did find interesting that I didn't know about this until I did your chart, John. So you have a Capricorn rising, right? So even though you have like three pretty big personal planets in your Sagittarius slice of pie there, you come across to others as a Capricorn, right? So you've got those like you've just got those daddy vibes, right? So like it's very
That's funny.
it's the like very put together, very driven, very career oriented. Like people would ask you to watch their dog for them because like you just look like a trustworthy kind of guy.
That's
So
true.
but it also comes
Thanks.
across as like more serious and like a little bit more no nonsense. But from what I understand, Capricorn risings are really good at deadpan comedy. And
Oh, you're
I
hilarious,
know
so.
I do know that I do feel like that would also describe you, perhaps. So
Perhaps.
perhaps
Allie's like, yeah, definitely. You got it
yeah,
nailed.
the deadpan, yeah,
So
absolutely.
so if you contrast where all of those other personal signs are, so Sagittarians are they're a little bit more flighty, right? So they want to go out and see all there is to see, like Columbus sailing the ocean blue, I don't know. But so they aren't as willing to settle down to anything because they're like, no, but like I have to go and see what all of these other options are. And so you wouldn't ask a Sagittarius to go and watch your cat because you don't know if they're going to be in town that week, right? Like so they even though they're not necessarily irresponsible, like that's not what I mean at all, but like you wouldn't necessarily ask them to do favors like that, right? Whereas the Capricorn placement, like or the Capricorn rising, oh, he's very reliable, that guy. He's the one. Like, hey man, like you think you can you watch my cat for me next week? Like, and then like you know that you could be trusted about it. So I did find that to be very interesting. I think I also did gloss over for both of our charts, John. We share a common placement, so we both have Venus and Libra, right? So Libra being the Aphrodite archetype, having your Venus be in Libra is like you just got a superpower up, right? So it's like you just got like the best thing ever, right? So even though you have all of those placements in Sagittarius, right? You still are looking for Libra things in it through your Venus, because she's going to be a little bit more I guess louder in this slice of pie, right? So
That makes sense.
your Venus placement, so this is going to represent what we look for in relationships. It could possibly also be what you need in a relationship, right? Like, so this is how you expect to receive love. And it's also how you appreciate pretty things and aesthetic things. So Libras and Venus are kind of shallow bitches. Like very a little bit
Shallow
superficial. I admit that I know this about myself. I understand.
bitches.
So the thing about it is because we do look for like form over function in some instances, we are more inclined to turn a blind eye if our beautiful partner starts doing some shady things. We're like, oh, but they're so pretty though.
Oh, they're so
Like,
pretty. It's okay that they're dastardly.
oh, they're so pretty though. It's like, oh, it's fine. You could take all of my money because, you look handsome while you
You're
do it.
good.
It's
Yeah, eye
okay.
candy.
So it is a really nice placement to have in a relationship because it is like a people pleaser placement, right? So you do want to go out of your way to compromise, and you do want to go out of your way to keep the peace where you can. And so the other thing about having a Venus in Libra is that it may make you prioritize being in a relationship over other things in life, right? So if you're dating somebody and you need to, there's a choice between having the relationship stay stable or going forward in a career path, right? It could be that you would choose the relationship over your career, right? Where a Capricorn would be like, oh no, career first, always, right? Like a Libra, that Libra placement would be like, eh, like, I love them though, and like we have a good thing going. Like I would rather like put my eggs into that basket as opposed to something else, right?
That makes sense.
So I think that was where I was look. I've got our Sagittarius and Mars placement. Again, like you would, instead of duking it out in a fight, like some other fire placements, you're more inclined to just like dip. You're like, no,
Peace, I'm not.
I'll see myself out here, right? But again, still a fire sign, right? So if you get backed into a corner, like I would not want to fight you, right? I'm not doing it. But if you have a way to circumvent, get out of the way, like you would always rather do that. And
It's true.
so I do have little notes about this is in general, I'm not calling John out. So Sagittarius placements, very very vigorous lovers, right? Like heavy on the cardio, right? Like just go to we're going to town, right? Not necessarily super creative. So I wouldn't say a Mars and Sagittarius wouldn't be like wouldn't be quinky, right? Like so not maybe not vanilla, but if it would involve like extra steps, right? Like so like bondage, probably not a Sagittarian's thing, right? Like there's too many extra steps. Who's got time for this? And it's if you matched up with a partner who has more creative interests, like you're not definitely not unopposed to it. Like you're like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, not really your style. So I thought that was a fun little tidbit.
That is an interesting little
I've never
tidbit.
hooked up with you, so I wouldn't know personally. So that's just me guessing, right? Okay. I think, do you have any questions? Did I hit
No,
everything here?
you hit
I'm
everything
scared.
here.
My
So, let's I really, really like now after hearing everything about me, I really want to hear everything about Allie.
I really want to know what I'm in for.
So
Yeah. Oh, dad.
that was very
Grim
insightful.
Reaper.
Thank you so much for that, Shannon. And this
That was
is one of
wonderful.
the this is one of the services that you guys would usually provide with Three Roses Tarot, right? Interpreting.
So we have done it in the past. I don't know if I have anything on there right now, but we can absolutely throw a listing up if there's enough interest.
Okay.
Right now we mostly have been focusing on the tarot reading aspect of it. So we do digital readings.
Okay.
We also have been doing I think we have options for like video call readings. Like I said, we're bookable for events and parties and things like that. But
That's
if there is
great.
interest, we can absolutely offer that as well. So
Three
That's
Roses
great.
Tarot.
Three Roses Tarot.
Three Roses
Gotta plug you
Tarot.
whenever we get the chance.
All right, and here is
Jeez.
Allie's. This is
That looks
interesting. I mean,
nutty.
just looking at like here's mine, here's hers. Here's mine, here's hers. She's
sweet.
like I'm like a weird shape all in top heavy, and then she's like very well rounded by the
She's
looks of it.
the
The Triforce.
Triforce. A triangle. What the heck?
So, the first thing I thought when I saw this chart, I was like, holy Leo Stellium, Batman.
Leo,
Like,
Leo, Leo.
yeah, you
Am I
have.
very Leo?
So, pretty much every. I've been going over, like, so we've got all those personal planets, right? So these are the ones that like make you who you are as a person, right? Like you have the generational planets that don't really play as much of a role, but like you have a Leo Sun, a Leo Mars, a Leo Venus, and a Leo Mercury. So, and pretty much every way that it counts, you have it in Leo, right?
Oh,
So
geez. No, I'm very
yeah,
Leo. I know
So if you had any doubt that you are described by Leonis, like literally everything
Oh, zero doubt.
is
Yeah.
there is literally no doubt in my mind. So
Okay.
I was
No.
discussing with one of my with what one of the co-owners of Three Roses, and we were looking at this chart, and I was like, okay, this is a lot. This is a lot. So much Leo. So with even without diving into all of the other stuff, my educated guess, so this was before I started to do like the deep dives into everything. I would say very proud person. You have very high standards for what you want in a partner. They have to like hit most of your boxes as far as criteria is concerned. Once they do, you're committed to them for the rest of your life. Like you do not go from
Sounds
partner to
about
partner
right.
to partner.
Very
Once
loyal.
you have a
Yeah.
person, that is the person. And even if that person ends up being a serial killer, that is your
Yep, no,
person.
yep, yep.
That's my
Nope,
serial
doesn't
killer.
matter. Yeah.
Like
Love
you would
knows no
be
bounds in my life.
the beautifully made up wife, like
Oh.
at the trial, right?
With
For
Ted
the
Bundy.
like with Ted Bundy. Yeah, that would be. So I was just blown away. So not only do you have the four
Course.
placements in Leo, you have that your moon sign is hanging out in the Taurus slice of pie, right? So Taurus is again like the dependable, reliable, really hates change. Okay? So
Oh,
like
yes.
really hates change.
She's like, yep, hate it.
That is one of my biggest attributes.
If you have to get a different brand of cereal for breakfast,
Yeah.
it probably ruins your entire day,
I have to
right?
travel 20 minutes to get that cereal too. Yeah. She
Like
will. The same
you
one.
know you know what you like, and you do not accept the off-brand of Cheerios. It is
That's so accurate.
unacceptable. Throw the whole thing out. It's not worth it. But so when it comes to having Taurus be your moon sign, it makes you a little bit more hesitant to commit to things, just
Yeah.
because Taurus placements, they take a long time to make a decision, right? But I think it's almost necessary, because once you make that choice, that is literally the choice. Like, there is no going back from the choice. It's like once you throw the lever cannot be taken back, right?
Yeah.
So it takes a long time for you to actually like fully commit to somebody. But once you do, you will be on trial with your Ted Bundy. Like,
Yeah,
that's
no,
the
that's
end of
about
the
right. And
discussion.
bad
That's
decisions in
it.
my past, yes.
So that was ultimately what I was struck by, right? I was like, you have a hard time finding a partner that lives up to all of your expectations, but once you do,
Wow.
I put all of my
sealing the
effort.
deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, seals the deal. Taurus is a very romantic placement as well. So you do like candlelight dinners, and you would want to go to like the mountain retreats and get couples massages
Yep.
and like all of enjoy all of the finer things. You like gifts, and you like giving gifts and all of the material things in life. Like Taurus loves that. They're like, yes, it's great. So that was just my baseline. But so then we did a little bit more of a deep dive into all of these Leo placements, right? So again, I'm probably going to be really repetitive here, just because we have
Okay.
so many friends hanging out in the same house. So this is re it's so stelliums in general, like they're in astrology, they're usually a pretty big deal, right? So when you have so many planets sitting directly on top of each other, it's almost like they morph into one giant Kirby, right? I don't know if that ever happened in the games, but like, so if you took all of your little Leo Kirbys and you stacked them
Yeah.
into one giant Kirby, right?
Yeah.
So it was just like this one ridiculously large like marshmallow man of a Kirby, right? But they play off of each other, and so you can't say that one of these planets is going to be more influential than any of the other ones, right?
Yeah.
So all of these descriptions are probably going to like, so John, I could be like, oh, well, this Mercury means this, and this means a little bit something else. Da, da, da. Like, all of these things are just gonna kind of like stack on top of each other, right? So Leo is the proud and dignified lion. Like, I'm absolutely envisioning like Queen of the Jungle hanging out on the hanging out in the Serengeti. Like, the way that lions operate, I feel like is so extremely applicable to the way that a Leo would operate. They can kind of come across as like haughty or arrogant, right? Because
Oh,
they
yeah.
do like you walk into a
I
room
know.
and like every like you just your head's always up, your hair's always looking fabulous, and everybody's jealous, right? Like, it
Everybody's
is what it
jealous.
is.
I wish.
But but I think it's there's a few different signs that can sometimes come across as arrogant, right? So Aquarius, who I never quite like, I can't get my finger on, like, I'm gonna have to do some soul searching about that later and see if I can figure it
That
out.
one's
But
fine.
But so Aquarius comes across as arrogant, but because they are so smart and they know that they're smart and they assume that everybody else is dumb. Okay. When you have a Leo, like, yeah, they do come across as like really proud and really noble and really regal, but I feel like in most cases when Leo walks into a room, they don't think everybody else sucks, right? They just think that they themselves are the best,
Oh
right?
my
And
God.
I mean,
She said,
I feel like that's
That's
an important
true.
I feel like that's an important hair to split, right? So where when you have you could have the opinion that like you're at one level and everyone else is beneath you, right? Or you could be like, no, like everyone's pretty okay, but like I'm just that little bit better, you know? And I know it's kind of
Can't
six in one, half
comment
dozen.
on this.
It's six in one, half dozen in the other. It's like, but I do feel like that's kind of important to make that distinction. So, yeah, you're a little bit proud and maybe a little bit
Arrogant.
like arrogant,
A little bit, I guess, in real life.
but
But
it's like, you know, you're not, it's not coming from a place of malice. It's not coming from a place of like, narcissism, right? It's like a little bit more pure spirited, if that makes any sense. I don't know.
yeah.
But I'm just gonna end up inadvertently pooping all over Aquarius today. I'm so sorry, Aquarius. We can have a chat. Any Aquarius in the
That's
chat, like hit me up later. Like we can talk. I want to pick your brain.
great. That's great. I'm gonna have to find one now.
Somewhat decent says confidence.
Confidence is a very good word for it, absolutely.
Yeah,
So,
oh my God, I have a lot of that.
when we look again at you, like our lion archetype, right? So, like I said before, a little bit sluggish, right? Like you're kind of just
Oh,
lazing
little bit.
about. But when it comes time to take care of business, right? Like it's going to get done quickly, it's going to get done efficiently, and it's going to get done right. So it's not as industrious of a sign as maybe a Capricorn who is just like go get it, go get it, go get it, go get it.
Yeah, that
Or
sounds about right.
it's not as it wouldn't be as industrious of a sign as maybe a Virgo who's always like tinkering in the background, like trying like behind the scenes kind of stuff. But when action is required, like they don't hesitate on things like that. Like you see what needs to get done, you immediately go for it, and it gets done correctly, right? So that would be very indicative of like that Mars placement in Leo. So again, like you see it, you go get it.
Yeah.
Leo is all you fire signs, man. I can't with you guys. So Leo is also another very horny Mars placement, right? So you really enjoy activities of the carnal
My cat was
variety.
just doing, yeah, cat action.
My dog is barking, you silly dog.
My cat was just bouncing on the stove. It was crazy.
So it's it can be a little bit difficult, I guess, when you're single because like you really want to go and hook up with people, but I feel like that Taurus moon placement, because you have a hard time pulling the trigger, it's going to
Yes, I do.
make it difficult for you to do like one night stands or anything else. But
Yep.
like you really want to, but you're like, why would I debase myself in such a way? Right?
Exactly, yes.
So that's gotta
Yep,
be a
that's
really
accurate.
interesting internal monologue going back and forth there. The Mercury being in Leo, so you are really good at public speaking. Really, and like you know how to engage crowd.
Oh,
you're
that's one
able
thing I need to
to
do, probably.
yeah, I mean, when he was telling me that you live stream like every night, I feel like, oh, that
Oh, every night.
absolutely tracks
Yeah.
for this
Every
placement
night for
for sure.
hours. Yeah, well, not
She
for hours. Well,
is.
it depends on the night. But yeah, I have very I'm very successful in there right now, I think, for
Yeah,
people
with Meet
when I ask
Me. That's
around.
an
It's like a meetup
interesting. So
app.
how many people do you get on there at once? Oh, look at the doggo.
Oh
I'm just
my
trying.
goodness. I have about 400 fans.
400?
That's a lot.
So I will be
Wow.
plugging your company. Don't worry, Shannon.
Oh, okay,
Tonight I
sweet.
go on there.
Right.
So yeah, I try to do as much as possible, yeah.
So the difficult part about my dog is that she doesn't know when to stop barking at inconvenient times.
Cutie, what kind of
There,
dog
you
is
could go down.
that?
Husky. She's a mutt. She's my mutt.
Husky.
He's got the cat in the background too.
Your guess is as good
Oh,
as
God.
mine.
It's like a things over there.
Virgo, we take care of things. It's what we do. The other interesting thing that I did see about your chart is you have your rising sign. So where the point in the sky that the sun was at on the day that you were born is actually in Scorpio, right? And I find this very interesting because I'm wondering how that interacts with all of those Leo placements. So a Leo is very like proud and out there, like regal. You walk into a room, like everyone notices you, right? But Scorpio is a very secretive placement, right? So it's almost it's like intense. Like I said, the dark, mysterious stranger, right? So having all of these Leo placements with the rising sign in Scorpio, I feel like you probably come across as really intimidating to people,
I've
right?
been
Like
told that
whether,
many times.
yeah, so whether you mean to or not, right? Like, so you walk into the room, right? You're proud and you've got your chin up and your hair always looks wonderful. And
I don't
people
know
look
about
at
that,
you and they can't quite put your finger on it, but they're like, okay, I don't know about that one. So I feel like people in life have probably go to you and they're like, they either really, really like you and they are your best friend immediately, or they really dislike you. And like they're rude right off the bat and they like
You're
throw
completely
shade.
right. And it tends to be women that don't like me. I've noticed that.
Yeah, I mean, that could absolutely be it. But I mean,
Relate
so
to them.
it's probably you have all of those Leo placements, which again, like
Awesome.
very like strong presence, right? But then you have that Scorpio rising, and that's just going to make it hard for people to put their finger on you. They can't like anticipate your motives. They can't they have a hard time like trying to figure you out. And a lot of times people don't like what they aren't able to understand, right?
Yes.
So it could be off-putting.
Yeah.
So the strengths of that this particular placement would be like you have that air of authority. Like people know not to mess with you, right? Like I bet people don't pick fights with you very often,
No,
right?
never.
Like you probably like even the people that say that they don't like you probably get a lot of appeasement from them. Like, yo, man, like whatever you want, like we're like it's cool. But
Yeah, people are
then
generally
they
nice
just
to me.
like they don't want to be around. Like they don't call you to hang
Yeah,
out, right?
no, nope. Correct.
So the potential downsides to this sort of placement is again, Scorpio is a very secretive sign. So it could lead to you wanting to be secretive to almost the point of being paranoid, like, oh no, like who knows my business? Did I let this slip? Did I reveal too much?
Yeah.
Like
Yes.
what am I giving away? What am I not? And I think the other thing that we need to watch out for is we need to make sure that we don't come across as cold and calculating when you don't mean to be, right? So you might have to do a little bit of extra work in building up your your charisma score, right?
Okay.
Or you might want to lean more into those Leo placements, because even if people think that Leos are like arrogant and cocky, like I said, they never come across as they never come across as malicious, right? It's like
Yeah.
they are very warm. They are the bonfire in my analogies here, right? So everyone wants to go and hang out around them because like they're long lasting and they're fun to be around, and everyone wants to just like go out in the middle of the summer and have their drink and like sit at the bonfire and have a great time. So if
Yeah.
you lean more into that Leo energy, it might warm up some of that Scorpio rising energy, right?
Okay.
But even those negative things aside, I still think it could absolutely be used to your advantage anyway, right? Because sometimes
Yeah.
you need to
Get your
step
beck and
back and
call.
respect me, right? Like,
Yeah. Then you get
yeah,
checked,
true.
you know?
For what it's worth, right? So, Moon and
Interesting.
Taurus, we went over that too. So the Mercury and Leo, so John's Mercury in Sagittarius makes him want to go and learn literally every single piece of information. Mercury in Leo is like an enthusiastic problem solver, right? So, you probably really enjoy gossip in that you want people to come to you with their problems, and then
Oh,
you're
I
like, oh,
do.
you just got to do this. Like, you just got to do this really
Oh,
fast.
micro, try to micromanage people.
It's gonna be fine. It's fine. Like, I don't
Oh, I
know why you
always
haven't
say
done it
that.
already. What do you
It's
mean?
fine.
So you love the tea. You do love giving advice, and you do love helping people, and you give
Yeah.
this advice because you want to be a problem solver, right? Like, you aren't giving the advice because you think you're better than them. You're giving them the advice because you want to help them solve the problem. The short-sighted part of that is you have like a quick like knee-jerk reaction. So you hear the problem, you just give them the first instinct that comes to
Yes,
mind. You're
comes
like,
back to it.
this is the most obvious solution, right? But
Yeah.
sometimes you lose a little bit of nuance to situations, right?
Yeah.
So it might behoove you to like really like mull over some of these situations before you just like s spit it out. Like, you don't want to be a fortune teller vending machine, right?
Yeah,
Like,
no, yeah.
all of these things require a little bit more digestion.
Yeah.
But again, coming from a great place, right? Like, you're not trying to be like dismissive or anything like that. Like, you do come from a place of kindness and goodness. But
Yeah.
and I'm not saying that your advice is bad anyway. Like, it's probably good advice. I don't know why people don't listen to you. It's silly.
I mean, either. That's funny. I
Just
think I
because
give
I'm from
great
a Leo,
advice.
it's so dumb. So Venus and Leo, I think this is probably one of the most difficult placements that you have your little Leo planets in. Venus in Leo is a very demanding Leo. So Venus hanging out in Leo, she like needs to be almost worshipped, right? Like, Venus in Leo, she knows she's gorgeous. Okay, she knows she's the most gorgeous person that this person has ever had the distinction of being with, okay? And because of this, she needs that person to come and remind her of this on a regular basis, okay? Leo and Venus needs a lot of attention,
Sorry, it's
right?
getting weird.
We need Am I calling you out right now?
A little bit too, yeah.
So
Accurate, yeah, no.
Venus and Leo, we need a very, very attentive partner, right? And it evens out because all of these Leo placements are going to make you like an extremely loyal partner, right? Like, there is no cheating when you have this
Oh,
much Leo in
no.
your chart. It does
Yeah,
not
no
exist. It is
cheating.
not an option. But
Never would do that.
it could make you a little bit maybe obsessive or possessive, right? So
Yes.
you really like the new Apple updates with Find My iPhone and the family thing where you can like watch where your people are going,
Yep.
right? You really enjoy that. No
Or
shame, it's fine.
like Snapchat, where you can see if somebody's in the
The
box looking at
Snapchat
you.
map. Ooh, where are they going today? They're on a trip.
So,
How close am I? Yeah.
but yeah, so this placement, this Venus placement, like you require a lot of attention.
Oh,
You
definitely.
require a lot of compliments. You want people to like build you up, not because again, I just keep coming back. I don't think it's coming from a place of like bad intentions. Like
It's
you
not.
just you're a words of affirmation person, right? Like that's your
Yes, I
love
am.
language. Like you just want to be you want a partner that's going to keep building you up on a regular basis, and that's okay. So I think the other part of that too is like that you have these like wicked high standards for your partner. Like you don't date down, right? Like you want to have a partner
I
that's going
used
to
to.
also
I used to.
you want to have a partner that's also going to like make you look good when you go out with them, right? Like
Oh,
you
yes.
I couldn't
That's
imagine
important.
you like being seen with like an Uggo, you know what I mean? Like
Uggo. No,
they
it's not
so
gonna
you've got
happen.
like the
It's a little
minimum
shallow.
attractive, right? So you've got the minimum level of attractiveness, right? I probably like you like to be the pretty one in the relationship because you want to be adored all the time, which is fine.
Probably.
So,
Yeah.
but there is a certain level, like this is the baseline and we need that. So, finding somebody who meets that baseline, and then the Taurus moon makes you take forever to actually pull the trigger. You like a really long courtship process, right? So like you
Takes
go
me a
on a
while
lot of
make
dates.
a decision. Yep.
Yeah. So you take because you have so much you put so much stock in loyalty and what a relationship actually is, like it takes a long time for you to actually be like, okay, yes, we are now in a relationship. And I think that's
I
fine.
really do. Yeah, the loyalty thing's big with me. I agree.
Makes sense.
So yeah,
Wow, mind
I
blowing.
think that's the biggest thing for all those Leo placements. So I guess the sage advice would be to like make sure you aren't like the standards aren't too high. Like you don't want to completely rule out the entire population, right? Like maybe make that a little bit more realistic. Make sure you aren't being too possessive, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Wow, you nailed that.
She sure
Pretty
did.
very on point. Yeah.
So, wow.
Thank
Thank you so
you.
much for all of this, Shannon. We really appreciate you breaking it down and
Yes.
interpreting these birth charts and making them make sense for us. I'm just so blown away at your
Me
vast
too.
astrological knowledge.
I told you it's my hyperfixation.
Wow.
So, if
Dead
anyone
on.
has any questions for Shannon, please ask them as we go through our little list to end the show. And if we do have any other questions, we'll answer them before we wrap it up. But as always, I like to talk about some things that are great places to visit in our lovely state of Connecticut. Do you like pie? Well, here
Love
are
this
10
picture.
great places to get a piece of pie in Connecticut. Before we begin, Shannon, what's your favorite type of pie?
Love chocolate cream pie.
Chocolate
That's
cream
my
pie.
favorite type of pie.
You
Yeah.
can't go wrong with that.
No.
It's good. All chocolatey and creamy and delicious. And Allie, what kind of pie do you like?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think it's between apple and pumpkin, but I would say if it was like Thanksgiving, I would go for pumpkin because that's one, that's just a classic. But yeah,
Yeah, you can't go
pumpkin
wrong
and
with that. A
good pumpkin
really
pie, yeah.
good
But
spiced up pumpkin pie.
yeah,
I can
or
get
a good
behind that.
I don't know if you know Lyman Orchards, they have a good apple pie over there. I don't know that there's a lot of orchards throughout Connecticut that have like, you know, the good apple pies that you
Yeah.
can go in. Lyman Orchards, yeah. I don't know if you ever visited
You
over there.
can't go wrong with the good old apple pie, but my favorite has to be a Dutch blueberry pie or a
What is
crumbled
that?
blueberry pie. It's like it's basically delicious blueberries on the inside, like preserves or whatever, all kind of mashed up, not just like little blueberries. And then there's the crumble on top. It's delicious. Highly recommend it. I think Mary Callender makes a really good one. But anyways, let's continue. This list was generated. I tried to keep every little spot throughout the state. So we cover every spot in the state, 10 spots. Now, if you've ever been to Mystic, Mystic has a lot of delicious places to grab a sweet treat. If you're in the mood for some pie, go check out Mystic Market Kitchen and Eatery. Ever since 1993, almost as old as me. All right. Heirloom Food Company over in Danielson. Now, if you're ever in the eastern part of the state, check. Danielson actually has a lot of great spots. They got some good pizza spots, too. But if you want something organic and sweet and delicious in the pie form, check out Heirloom Food Company. Vernon Diner. I've been to Vernon Diner. Great spot. Great piece of pie. They've got other stuff too. Granny's Pie Factory. Now, I live in East Hartford, and I can attest to how great Granny's Pie Factory is. You can actually find Granny's Pies in many select stores. I think ShopRite carries some of them. Very good. They actually do make a really great chocolate cream pie as well. That's one of my favorites.
Is the granny on site?
There might be. I think they might have several grannies on site. They've been doing this
franchise
for
granny.
Quite a long time. I think they're about 40 plus years in the pie business, so they really know how to make a good piece of pie. And also Bread and Chocolate. It's a bakery cafe in Hamden. I've never heard of it before. Before finding out through this list, this is one. It's one of the newer spots. So I want to check that place out next time I'm in the area. You guys live around Hamden, right? West Haven, East Haven?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah. Yeah.
Somewhat. I think Hamden would be in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be. A lot of great places in Hamden when it comes to getting a good bite. All right, now O'Rourke's Diner in Middletown. Allie, I remember you said you were here before, right?
I got a hamburger there and it was like amazing. And I remember there was a line out the door. So we had to wait probably an hour and a half or something crazy, an hour. But yeah, that place always has a line, used to have a line. I don't know if they still do, but they were like featured on a Food Network. I don't know. You know, that show Diners, Drive-ins, whatever.
That
show
is, that guy with,
yeah, it was on that.
Guy Fieri, right?
That guy's
Guy Fieri. It was
Guy
on that
Fieri.
Show.
Wow, so he went to O'Rourke's. All right. You got Guy Fieri approved, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Beldotti Bakery in Stamford. If you're in Fairfield County, go check them out. Michelle's Pies, LLC in Norwalk. This seems to come up all the time in the pie discussion. Check them out. And of course, the American Pie Company in Sherman. Name. Great name. They're a town that borders New York. Nice little rural town. Not a whole lot of places in them. So this place really sticks out. I got to say, even though they're called the American Pie Company, I've never actually had pie from them before. I have had a cupcake, however. Amazing cupcake. One of the best cupcakes I've ever had.
That's like going to the Cheesecake Factory and not getting cheesecake. Like,
isn't that weird? Yeah.
So, well, somebody will do that. I don't get it. Yeah.
But the thing was, if I went there myself, I would have gotten a piece of pie. But instead, someone brought me back something from there and it ended up being this cannoli cupcake. And honestly, it was one of the best cannoli cupcakes ever. Amazing. Oh, we got a comment from Nico from Facebook. O'Rourke's retired, didn't he? Nico, I don't know.
New management?
New management, maybe. Still called O'Rourke's. I'll have to check that out, but that was on the list. And then Whistle Stop Bakery in Ridgefield. Check them out. Ridgefield has a lot of great spots to get a good bite to eat. That's a real bougie part of the state is Ridgefield. There's a lot of money over there.
Yeah.
So you can bet that if a company can make it there and afford the rent, they're
what's
good.
What's an adjoining town to that?
I think Greenwich is not very far from Ridgefield. Danbury's not far from Ridgefield.
Okay.
So they're around that area. They're just another one of those border towns where the rich people who work in New York, this is one of those towns where they live.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
50 Cent goes to Whistle Stop Bakery,
Yeah, probably.
right?
All right. Well, that is the list that I have for all of you. Now, thank you all to our wonderful listeners. I really appreciate your comments throughout the show. If you
Thank
haven't
you.
already liked and subscribed to us, you can always watch us on our YouTube channel, on our Rumble channel, and on Facebook. But if you prefer listening to us, subscribe to us or follow us on wherever you listen. We're on all major streaming
YouTube.
platforms. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Amazon, we're on iHeartRadio. We got
YouTube.
all the listening place, yeah, on YouTube. We got all the listening places covered. So, Allie, Shannon, do you want to say anything before we go?
I want to say thank you to Shannon. Wow, that was just mind-blowing,
Yeah.
jaw-dropping.
Yeah,
Thank
no
you very
problem.
much. I've never had anything like that experience actually ever. Yeah, never. Nobody's ever read my
Absolutely. I
cards.
mean, feel free to hit me up.
I
I
will.
do there are other planets we could dive into, and we could like I said, there's all sorts of other rabbit holes that we can go for a jaunt down, but
This is so interesting.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I'm glad I always get like
Yes.
really chuffed when I'm right. I'm like
Yeah, no, you definitely nailed it. Not one wrong part of
You
that.
were right. You were very right. So she definitely knows her astrology. So Shannon, thanks again for joining us. And thank you all for listening to
Thank
us.
you.
And remember, everyone, stay single.